Well, I found an Uncle Arthur story this morning that I don't remember reading to my kids, and Benjamin, who at one point read through all 20 volumes of our set, when I was saying something to him not remembering the story, he didn't remember it either. So I was like, well, okay, you'll hear it this morning. Well, little Ruth was living with her grandma, and grandma would take care of her, and then every Wednesday, grandma would put Ruth to bed, and then she would walk down the road to Mrs. Henderson's house for prayer meeting. And so one day, and grandma, you know, she's getting older and older, and it's cold and it was damp because it was winter time. And so one day when they were eating lunch, Ruth said, "Grandma, why do you walk all that way in the cold and the damp, and you're getting older, and I can tell you get tired walking back and forth. Why do you go to Mrs. Henderson's every Wednesday for the prayer meeting? Why couldn't everyone that goes to prayer meeting at Mrs. Henderson's house come to our house? Then you wouldn't have to walk all that way." And Grandma thought, well, I never really thought about that before. But then she said, but you know what? I don't have a piano. And Mrs. Henderson has a piano, and we like to sing hymns together. And so that's why it's best to just go to Mrs. It's okay. It's really, it's okay, Ruth. But Ruth said, but Grandma, what, would you want a piano? And Grandma said, oh, yes. But she said, but I can't afford a piano. So no, I'll just keep going to Mrs. Henderson's house. Well, Ruth said, Grandma, couldn't Jesus send you a piano? I'm gonna pray that Jesus sends you a piano. And Grandma kind of thought to herself, well, I don't think that's gonna happen, but she didn't want to dampen little Ruth's faith at all. So she said, okay, you know, you can pray. And so every morning at morning worship, Ruth prayed for a piano for Grandma. And every evening at evening worship, Ruth prayed for a piano for Grandma. And time went on, a week, 2 weeks, maybe about a month, when Ruth and Grandma were sitting in the house, and all of a sudden they heard something outside getting close to the door, kind of a heave, ho, no, you push it this way, a little bit that way, and they wonder, what in the world is going on? And so they opened up the door, and there were some men, and what do you think they had? A piano. And they said, we don't know where this came from. We were just told to deliver this piano to this house. And so Grandma got the piano. And they found out that what had happened was one of the members of the prayer meeting was moving, and she couldn't take the piano with her, and she was trying to figure out what she was going to do. And she just felt really impressed that she should send that piano to Grandma's house. And so that's how Jesus sent the piano to Grandma's house, so Grandma didn't have to walk all the way to prayer meeting anymore in the cold and the damp, and they had it at Grandma's house.